Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we broadcast to great radio stations like the one you're listening to me on right now, all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping America free and safe. Now to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and his crew, going from the bulk mail center to the post offices, making sure your letters get delivered today. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel out there, so you got petrol to get back and forth to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. Our handle on every one of those is at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now you can check out our website too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And if you can't hear our show anywhere else, go over to that website. And there is a live stream playing there right now. And when the show goes off the air from being live, the stream becomes the last show we did, and it plays for the next 24 hours until we start the next new one. And our podcast is over there, too. All right. Back by popular demand in California, out there in the land of fruit and nuts and, oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi. It's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Fruit, nuts, parfait, Dairy Queen, hamburgers, hot dogs, and Nancy Pelosi. All right, bye, guys. Bye, guys. All right, there we go. And Nancy Pelosi, what a mixture.
Yep, it's weird.
All righty. Well, I'm having a nice, balmy, quiet night here of 81 degrees right now, clear skies. Picture perfect forecast for today again. How about you?
Well, we had a pretty nice day today in the high 70s. Right now it's about 64 degrees, a little bit cloudy, but high of about 79 tomorrow or today on Thursday.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're going to remind you of that every chance we get, because we need a little bit of divine intervention coming up to help us out. With everything that's taken place this year. This is so important that we get this right now. We're going to see, and by the way, I think I'll mention this just briefly. We're going to see tonight on television, if you're going to watch it. I'm going to wait until Shannon Bream and Fox has the coverage at midnight. I don't care what they do ahead of time. Follow me?
Right. Oh, of course. That's
and,
right.
Of course, there's another reason. You know what it is?
What's that?
The Tampa Bay Lightning are playing.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
I could care less about what's going on in D.C. when I got a chance to watch the Lightning.
You mean you don't want to watch the, you know, slickly produced January 6th television show?
I would like to take the slickly produced Adam Schiff and stick him in the middle of a desert somewhere by himself and just say, see ya.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think, Captain, once again, if you've got the facts and you've got the sort of the critical mass starting up in the country, you don't need to put on a tightly produced show. You're putting on a tightly produced show because you don't have all of that other stuff. You don't have the material to work with.
All right, but let's get serious. An armed California man was arrested early yesterday morning between 1 and 2 o'clock. Allegedly, he had told law enforcement that he wanted to kill Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. And that's being reported by multiple sources. We don't have a lot of specific information, just that the man was armed with a gun, a knife, had some burglary tools, and he was taken into custody. I'm not going to mention his name. It's not worth it, the time or effort. But I believe there was something really, really mentally wrong with this guy. Who calls up the cops and says, hey, I'm over here to kill the justice. Come get me.
Well, right. He's 26 years old. He's evidently from Simi Valley, California.
Is that near you?
That it is. Well, it's about an hour and a half away by car from where I am in Southern California. But he evidently did call up law enforcement and said he was feeling suicidal, according to reports. And he was taken into custody. He had those things on him, including a hammer as well, along with a tactical knife, a Glock 17 pistol, pepper spray, zip ties as well. And Captain, yes, he seems to be, of course, upset about the possible overturn of Roe v. Wade. He also thought, Captain, that the Supreme Court was going to loosen gun rules. So that seems kind of ironic that here he wanted to carry out this horrible act of violence, it would appear, but yet also wanted gun control or something. I mean, yeah, so this guy was, he's not okay. There's no doubt about that.
Well, the House, he can be partially happy. The House did pass some legislation, which we'll get into here in the next segment about guns. But it's got to go through the Senate, and I think it's going to get changed to a certain degree. We'll see. Okay, folks, Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful night in the neighborhood. Richard says it's 57 degrees in Oregon, a great day to go fishing.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite And for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cami, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I will take it away, and I will let everybody know that this part of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, MyPillow.com is a great, great, great place to go to visit a great American and his products that he has to sell. Now, he's been offering the buy one, get one extravaganza for a little while, and he's back to doing that again. You can go over there to the website, MyPillow.com, join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow products. Because right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Those are the fancy sheets, and boy, are they good. I've got 2 sets. Now, you buy one set, you get 1 set. Also, the Giza Elegance My Pillows. Those are the fancy pillows, the fancier of the My Pillow pillows that's out there. You buy one pillow, you get 1 pillow. Same thing with the 6-piece towel sets, which, by the way, those towel sets, I've got 2 sets of towels. And let me tell you something. I'm not a small person, and wrapping a towel around me was always a great adventure. Well, I get room to spare with these towels. They got plenty of extra room. How about that? So, check it out. And the roll and go anywhere my pillows. Those are the ones you take with you on the airplane, on the bus, on the train, on the cruise ship, or whatever, and so much more. All you have to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Same promo code CAPTAIN. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And you will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. That's a deal within itself. So give him a call at 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number again, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. And we're back talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, you wanted to say something because we get a lot of comments during the course of the show. Well, how do I get a hold of you? What do I do? Well, if they don't want to call us at 877-969-8600, it's a very simple procedure, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. There's a couple of great ways that you can contact us here at the program. If you're on Facebook, you can join the Captain's Group. That's the Captain's Group. Simply search for that and then go through the procedure to join the group. We'll see it. We'll let you into the chat room, and you can start opining or asking questions or making comments. And, of course, earlier we heard from Richard the Marine up there in Oregon saying it was 57 degrees and clear today and good fishing today. So we hope that that really does come true. Richard, have a great day fishing. And but you can let us know what you think about things in the Captain's Group. That's the official chat room for the Captain's America. You can also go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and send us a direct message right there off of the website. And, of course, as the Captain just said, you can call us also 1-877-969-8600.
Right. There's no reason not to be able to get a hold of us. And we do have a call coming in here right now. So let's go over there and check with the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
David, from Sandusky, Michigan.
Well, hello there, Sandusky, Michigan. How are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Not bad. It's a great night down here to be in Florida. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I've been listening to your broadcast quite a bit, and I agree with – I don't agree with changing the Constitution on the Second Amendment.
Well, no, I don't either. I mean, we can't just change the Constitution. It takes either a congressional session to do that with two-thirds of the vote in both houses, or the states have to ratify it, correct?
According to the very first statement on the Constitution, it cannot be changed.
Right. Well, it can be changed. They can put an amendment in there. You know what an amendment is, right?
Yeah, I understand about that.
Yep. As a matter of fact, let me ask you a question. Have you heard of the Convention of States?
No, I haven't.
All right. There's a group called the Convention of States that wants to make some changes, but they want to do it in a proper manner, and they want to make changes for the better. Go over there if you have access to a computer, Convention of States, and look them up and let me know what you think after you take a look at their website.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can't get a weapon myself, but I decided I was gonna learn martial arts to defend myself.
Okay, well, you're talking about a handgun. You can't get a gun. Is that what it is?
I can't get any gun at all.
How about a knife?
I got a knife. I got a bayonet.
Okay, well, all right, that'll do it. All right, well, David, thank you very much. But check that out, Convention of States, and after you take a look at that, call us back and let us know what you think. I'd kind of like to know from some of the listeners about that Convention of States website.
All right, thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. We will. Okay, and that's Sandusky, Michigan on the line, David, and Kyle, always a pleasure to hear from our listener friends in Michigan.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's right. Yeah, I've got family in Michigan.
Now, I want to mention something here because you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the January 6th panel going to primetime television tonight, the reason for this at 8 p.m., and by the way, I'll be watching a hockey game. I don't care what they do. I won't even worry about this until midnight after the hockey game's over. My team is playing the Tampa Bay Lightning against the New York Rangers, and I want to root them on as best I can from my radio studio, that is. But Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio yesterday did a couple of interviews, and he said the House January 6th Select Committee, their whole goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop former President Donald Trump from running for office in 2024. What do you think of that statement, Kyle?
Well, it is pretty ominous, and on a couple of different levels, obviously, you know, the Electoral College is under attack and has been for quite some time. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. We've had even in recent times Hillary Clinton talking about, well, we're all moving to one person, one vote. And that sounds like, you know, oh, that's a wonderful democratic sort of ideal.
Right.
Well, of course, everybody gets a vote, but the Electoral College is set up in a specific way such that you can't have a tyranny of the majority. So you can't have the large populous areas simply determining everything about everything else. So you're going to be able to have states be literally represented more equally and fairly in the presidential elections. And they know that, you know. And otherwise, they, if you want the New York and Los Angeles basically determining the president of the United States forever, you're going to not want to get rid of the Electoral College. The
right.
Electoral College is a better way to go. And the founders knew that. And, of course, the idea, too, of trying to keep Donald Trump from running, that's because they're scared that he will run.
And he's going to just trash him.
Well, the country is getting trashed, and people all across the country are going to say, what? What are you talking
yeah.
about January 6th? Donald Trump didn't try to stage a coup. In fact, we're going to try to get back to where we were so that people can have better opportunities, mm-hmm. whether they're Republicans or Democrats.
Now, we didn't say a lot about this yesterday, but, of course, that voting out, the recalling of the district attorney in California, there were some other things that were done where Democrats were voted out, too, of office, and they were primaried by candidates, and they lost their seats as a result. But it's been a bad week for some of the notorious left-leaning media outlets. Now, I'll explain. The Washington Post is seemingly on fire. They can't do anything without stepping in it. CNN is openly hinting that they might be axing some of their liberal news hosts because of the ratings. And MSNBC, MSNBC just hit a 23-year ratings low in the key demographic of adults aged 25 to 54. Holy cow.
Holy cow is right, because that's where a lot of the advertising dollars are, because they want to get that age group, basically. It's highly coveted. And, Captain, of course, CNN, they are trying, or at least what we've heard about them trying, to try to get to a more sort of middle-of-the-road sort of quote-unquote news approach. And some of the more opinionated hosts, I think, have been told in recent days that if you're not willing to tone it down, you may have to go work somewhere else or find a different job or get off the network.
Or they're going to put them on what they call their streaming service.
Yeah, which, right, which nobody...
It's the internet.
They won't see them anyway. That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, and so it's bad all over for them.
All right, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back, because wait till I tell you these numbers. And I'm very proud to say that I got numbers that are higher than MSNBC in some cases and CNN in some cases. So we'll get into all that when we come back. It's unbelievable. They don't get it. They just don't get it. Or do they want to get it?
And the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Supreme Court started handing down its decisions on Wednesday. The nation's highest court ruled that Border Patrol agents are generally shielded from lawsuits alleging the use of excessive force. It's the latest in a series of decisions narrowing the legal avenue for alleged victims of abuse by federal officers. The court has 29 other decisions pending. Ukrainian officials say workers have pulled scores of bodies from smashed buildings in the devastated city of Mariupol. They're calling it an endless caravan of death. At the same time, fears of a global food crisis are escalating over Ukraine's inability to export millions of tons of grain through its blockaded ports. One analyst said the Kremlin's continued advances could eventually open the possibility of a negotiated settlement between the two nations. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for going on 8 years. It will be 8 years in July, and I'm very proud and happy to tell you that I take it because it works. And I take it because it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation and swelling that I have in my ankles and feet and legs, because that happens almost every day. And if I don't take that, then guess what? It starts to swell, and I have to go through that again. The alternative to that is taking some sort of narcotic, and I just don't want to do it. Now, the combination of the ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support my body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate any pain that I have by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, you know, no drugs at all in this product, and it's good for you because the 100% botanical and fish oil product that's in it is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is good for you anyway. So there you go. Now, you get it for $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's how it all gets started. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and $19.95 gets you on the program, and you'll know by the end of that third week whether or not it's going to work for you. And so far, I haven't had anybody call me up and tell me that it hasn't. So, Kyle, what do we say about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. All right. Well, you know, we are blessed in that this radio show is heard on 63 different podcast sites around the world and across the country. That's 63 podcast sites. That does not include the radio stations that we're on. That's in addition to that. And because of that, we get listened to a lot, right?
Oh, very much, and we're proud of it, yeah.
Plus, we have the stream that's on the website that it plays all day until the next show comes along on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, right?
That's right.
Well, Fox News obliterated the competition, leading all basic cable networks by averaging 1.3 million viewers from May 30th through June 5th. Can you guess who was number two? Was it CNN?
No, I don't think so. In fact, it's quite surprising, isn't it, Captain?
Well, it wasn't MSNBC or any of the other news networks. It was a network called HGTV. They were number two during that period, and MSNBC finished third with 556,000 average viewers, and CNN settled for the bottom of the pile at 450,000. They almost didn't make the list. And we have many nights where our listeners top a million and approach 2 million all around the world. We see those numbers on the Internet.
Yes, and we're just really thankful for that. I mean, that is really is something, and we're just happy about that so much. And you mentioned HGTV, Captain, of course.
I like that channel.
I do, too. There are many programs that I like there, and many of the personalities, I think. And I think people, Captain, number one, I think they love to learn about how they can improve their own properties and so forth. And but at the same time, I think they like to go somewhere where they're not being given sort of the political message that day, the left and this kind of stuff. So I do think they like to escape a lot of that.
Now, I got one other little fact here, which is amazing. Fox News also dominated during the prime time hours of 8 to 11 p.m. No surprise there, right?
Right.
Averaging over 2 million viewers per hour, while number two ESPN, that's because of all the games they have and whatnot, finished with an average prime time audience of 1.5 million. Now, that's really good, right?
Right.
MSNBC, where do you think they finished?
Where's that?
Ninth.
Oh, wow.
And they barely got on the list. Now, CNN, where do you think they finished?
Much further down, perhaps?
They didn't make the list, so we don't know exactly.
Wow.
In order to get to the list, you had to have 500,000 viewers, and CNN did not make the list between 8 and 11 p.m.
Can you imagine that literally this cable news network, CNN, revolutionized the news business,
yep,
basically, and now they couldn't make the list?
Yep.
I mean, that's huge.
Now, let me go back to something you said about HGTV and add some others in here. Now, MSNBC's Biden-era struggles amongst the advertiser-coveted 25- to 52-year-old demo continues to get worse, while Fox is number one and just cruising along as the network had its worst week, talking about MSNBC, amongst the demo viewers in total daytime and primetime since 1999. Listen to this. Animal Planet, Travel Channel, Sci-Fi, Freeform, E1, FXX, BET, and TLC were amongst the 32 basic cable networks that outperformed MSNBC and CNN in the critical category last week amongst total daily viewers. Neither one of those other networks made the top total viewership for 32 shows.
I'll say this, Captain. It's hard to get, quote, your message, unquote, out if people aren't even tuning into your network.
Yep. And here's something interesting, and then I'll drop it with this. The Five, you've seen that show, right?
Right, yeah, of course.
They were the most watched cable news program of the week, May 30th to June 5th, averaging 3.28 million viewers, with Tucker Carlson Tonight coming in a close second with 3.2 million. There wasn't a single CNN or MSNBC show anywhere to be found.
Wow. That's really saying a lot.
And the little short fat guy over at CNN, Brian Stetler.
Right.
he had under 100,000 viewers.
Normally that means you don't have a show after a while, but I don't know.
Oh, he's not going to have a show for long.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a show for long. He's one of the guys that's going to go. Him and probably Don LeMond.
You know, Captain, I think a lot of them would just keep shaking their fists saying, do you see how terrible America is? They're just watching Fox News. You know,
well, you know why.
As opposed to saying, hey, we're doing something wrong.
Can you believe anything that CNN tells you or MSNBC when they sit there and they lie to your face and they know, you know, watching people like Joyless Reid, and there, I'll use that name, Joyless Reid gets up there and just blatantly lies?
Yeah, well, people they sense that they've got a radar and they get it. They really do.
You can do a quick fact check within 5 minutes or whatever she said. You can find out what she lied about. It's very easy.
Well, but it's especially in this, you know, during when the Trump era was in effect, they really just showed a lot of, you know, exactly where they're coming from, exactly what they think, and they no longer had to try to sort of couch it as though this is news or something like that. So it really went downhill.
Now, the Democrats are trying to backpedal and say that it's no big deal that they had this recall and some of their candidates around the country lost. It's no big deal. It's just a sign of the times and this, that, and the other. Really?
Well, they have to say something, and that's the best they could come up with on that.
Well, what do you think? What do you think with the recall of the D in San Francisco? I think that was a big deal.
Well, that's right. It shows that, you know, you just can't divorce your perception of reality, what you see happening on the streets of San Francisco, and that was a television show, by the way, a long time ago, on the streets of San Francisco, and then try to listen that somehow, no, everything's really much better. This is justice. Nobody believes that stuff. They just don't. And if they continue to try to foist it on people, well, they're going to vote. Not vote with their feet. They're going to – some are doing that, but they're going to vote these people out. That's what they're doing.
Well, it's more than San Francisco. There were elections in Oakland. There were elections in Philadelphia. We saw the elections earlier in the spring in Virginia, other states around the country, New Mexico, where there were some surprises that the Democrats would have normally won in certain areas, and they did not win at all. They lost, and they lost big.
And it may be a harbinger of exactly what we might see if things continue the way they are in November. For the Democrats in general, they've got to be terrified
now,
about this.
Now, here's what it's telling. What it's telling the Democratic National Committee, what it's telling House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, is that the days of this progressive liberal extreme, AOC and her ilk, and the Democratic Party having just so much advantage in the electorate are numbered.
Yeah, I think so. It's the old expression, a bridge too far. I think they went several bridges too far on this thing.
Oh, people have had it. I can't go anywhere, even with the Democrats that I know. I can't go anywhere, and they aren't mad as hell because their wallets are being affected big time right now. And by the way, not one word about the price of gas and what he's going to do to help yesterday. Not one word from Biden when he had a chance to do it. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Bachman, Turner, Overdrive, Let It Ride. I haven't heard that one in a while, Kyle.
I haven't either, but I do remember it, and it's a good one.
Oh, it was a great tune to dance to.
Yep.
Great tune to dance to. The girls used to like it, and we used to like it, and you could kind of just bop around, and you could look like a fool, and nobody'd know it. Because it was a music that, it had a beat, but it had that da-dum, da-da-dum, 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 like that. So, you know, you didn't really let it loose until they did that. All right, let me read this and then turn it over to you. Folks, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Fly J nearest you. Largest truck stop chain in the country. Check them out. Severe thunderstorms capable of producing large hail and damaging wind gusts are possible across the central and southern plains today. Intense rainfall associated with these thunderstorms will lead to the threat of flooding, which we've got some flooding going on right now. We'll tell you all about that here in a little bit. Now, a heat wave is going to spread from Texas into the desert southwest. Guys and gals, if you're going west of California across I-10, you need to have your radiators right before you even hit the Arizona line. You've got to get this right. If not, I hate to see you sitting out there in the desert in 110-plus degree temperatures, which is what you're going to run into going out that way, all the way to California. Now, record-breaking warm temperatures are forecasted all throughout the weekend through that whole area. So be advised. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have heat in the west. We'll tell you more about that. But the captain also mentioned as you're heading towards Arizona, for example, if you're on I-10 and you're in the Las Cruces area of New Mexico, you're going to have some rain coming across the interstate off and on all the way to the border with Arizona. So you definitely want to be aware of that. And then, yes, you will be getting in to the excessive heat warnings and excessive heat advisories. This is all through the southern part of Arizona, up through Kingman, up to Las Vegas in southern Nevada, the California desert, Interstate 15, Barstow, Victorville, Baker, all those areas have excessive heat warnings. The same is true for the California Central Valley, where you have heat advisories from Bakersfield to a little bit north of Fresno, a little bit north of Merced, and then it turns into excessive heat warnings again. Also, you have western Nevada from Reno coming out I-80 as you head northeast out of Reno. You definitely have a heat advisory going on there. So, yes, be very careful. Be prepared for that. We also have the possibility of thunderstorms coming into the northeastern part of Oregon, stretching across the central part of Idaho and on into Montana, about halfway or so into Montana, central part of the state there. Also, in areas like Seattle, Washington, we've got rain for several days, starting on Thursday and heading on into next week as well. Similar for Portland, Oregon, although the rain may start more or less on Friday instead of Thursday and also head into next week. So be aware of that. We also have, of course, some rain coming across the interstates here. Not a whole lot that's on the active radar right now, but if you're near Miles City on I-90 in Montana, you definitely could find some of that rain going on there right now. We told you about what's happening in New Mexico, and looks like, well, little bit west of Roswell, you've got rain in the area right now. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, I'm going to start on in Texas. There is a potential today in parts of Texas, especially across the central part, for some thunderstorms to kick up. But what we've got going on right now is fog along the Gulf. So if you're traveling the Gulf Coast and you're coming across Houston and you're headed down to McAllen or Brownsville, you're going to have it all the way to the Mexican border, especially if you're traveling along the water's edge. So be advised of that. You've also got some fog coming in off the Gulf in Louisiana, New Orleans. You've got it up around to about Gulfport, Mississippi, and some patchy fog up the East Coast, starting with Cape Hatteras and then moving on up to the Chesapeake Bay. We do have some rain tonight and some flooding going on in the mountains of West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, way up to the north-northwest corner of it, and the mountains of Maryland. There's a lot of rain up in there and some flooding going on. And we do have some flash flood watches and warnings in the central part of West Virginia right now in the Charleston, West Virginia area. So be advised of that. Now, going further up the East Coast, we've got some rough waves pounding the coastline up there around Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and up there in the northeastern quadrant of Maine. Some heavy fog right now. You'll have it all the way down to Bangor from Nova Scotia, so be advised of that. Now, moving over into the Midwest, talk about fog. Here we go. The Illinois-Wisconsin line across from the Lake Michigan west almost all the way to Minnesota tonight. And we've got some very unsettled weather conditions with some flooding going on still up on the Canadian border just a little bit west of Duluth. Some unsettled weather conditions in the northeastern corner of Minnesota tonight to include the edges of Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities up there. Now, we also have, I can see in Missouri, up around Columbia, some areas there where there's some streams over their banks. So be advised of that. Oklahoma, I-35 south of Oklahoma City, there's some flooding there from the rain that's gone through there before. And down in Arkansas, south of I-40, just a little bit west of Little Rock, some flooding there from rain that's gone through before, as well as one other little area up in Kansas, central Kansas right now, where there's an area there that's getting some flooding where the water came through before. They've had a lot of rain across the Midwest, Kyle, in different places. And, of course, that rain goes from north to south, so they're starting to catch up in different areas along the middle part of the country south.
Yes, it certainly is, yes.
Yep. Now, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report every morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, folks, the good people at Pilot and Flying J have been doing this for some 60 years. They've been trying to make your road experience the very best it can be, and they're going to continue to do that on into the future. They're investing, I believe, Captain, $1 billion in improvements and all new things that they're doing at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers across the country. So you definitely want to pull in. You definitely want to check them out. You can also find them at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You also want to get involved in their rewards program. The rewards program, of course, you can use the My Rewards Plus app, and you can download that from their website. You can also go to the App Store or to Google Play and download it. And for the month of June, you have the potential to earn up to 5 points per gallon, and that is when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, so you can easily join up. You can also drive in and ask them about that as well. And for RVers out there who are going out to see this great country of ours, highways and byways, check out the RV services, RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming back right after the top of the hour news with more. Myself and Kyle Warren here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's always a pleasure to be able to talk to you all across the countryside. And if you want to get a hold of us, very simple. Telephone number is 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600.
America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.